This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The people of South Sudan have been deliberately starved in different parts of the country for ethnic and political reasons, and sexual violence against women and men as a weapon of war has been ongoing. That's according to investigators appointed by the Human Rights Council, who said on Thursday that South Sudan's leaders have been oblivious to the suffering of civilians. They've warned of conflict and terrible rights violations in large swathes of territory as a new deadline approaches for the formation of a unity government after years of conflict. Here's Professor Andrew Clapham, member of the Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan.
The fact of destruction of crops or taking away possibility of getting access to water through boreholes and so on, that can constitute the war crime of starvation because your intention is to starve the civilian population. The fact that nobody has yet starved to death or that it hasn't reached the critical level in the WFP or FAO criteria is confusing, but it's not essential for our work of prosecuting starvation. The point is that there's an intentional use of this method of warfare against the civilian population, in this case by both sides, as we've documented.
In the Commission's report, which will be presented to the Human Rights Council on the 9th of March, both the government and armed groups are said to have pursued starvation policies in WAO and Unity states. Massive corruption, which has siphoned off millions of dollars from the National Revenue Authority, may also amount to economic crimes by senior government officials, the investigators say. To Syria now, where UN Refugee Agency Chief Filippo Grandi has urged Turkey and other neighbouring countries to take in more fleeing Syrians. In an appeal for a ceasefire in the war-torn northwest, Mr. Grandi said that the move was needed so that those most in danger can reach safety. More than 900,000 people have fled violence in Idlib and Aleppo governorates in recent months as government forces backed by Russia have advanced against opposition armed groups close to the border with Turkey. The situation is dire as mainly women and children endure freezing temperatures, aid agencies have frequently warned. In a statement, Mr. Grandi noted that Syria's neighbours were already hosting 5.6 million refugees from its nine-year conflict, particularly Turkey, and that international support for them must be sustained and stepped up. Finally, to Yemen, where it's been confirmed that 8 boys and 11 girls died in airstrikes in the opposition-controlled north of the country at the weekend. According to the UN Children's Fund UNICEF, the 19 children were killed in attacks on Saturday in the Al-Hejja area of Al-Jouf governorate. Violence in Yemen has increased since mid-January, with escalating clashes along several front lines. More than 30,000 people have fled their homes in recent weeks, and humanitarians are providing assistance in affected areas. In a briefing to the UN Security Council on Tuesday, UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock said that Yemen is the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with nearly 80% of the population in need of some form of humanitarian assistance and protection. 10 million people are a step away from famine, and 7 million are malnourished. Daniel Johnson, UN News.